Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Today, our topic is the greatest hero of all time. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord God, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks, O God, and giving you praise for your glory, for your mercy, Lord God, for your grace. Lord God, we acknowledge you as the true and the living God, as the Savior of the world. Lord God, we glorify your name this morning. We honor you with everything that we have within us, with our mind, our soul, and with our body. Lord God, we honor you to the best of our ability, even asking you, Lord God, as we are humbled before you today, to help us to do it better. Oh, Lord God, move in us right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as we draw nigh to you, Lord God, as we come into your presence, Lord God, see us, Lord God, right where we are, Lord God, and shape us, make us, mold us, Lord God. But most of all, bring us closer to you, Lord, that we might know you better and know you more, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Our desire, oh God, is to see you in peace in the end, but Lord, to get to know you the best that we can in this day, at this time, in this dispensation. Oh Lord God, bless, heal, and deliver in your people. Lord, each and every one of us have a need, Lord God, that we have spread out before you, and you see all things, Lord God, and I thank you that you are the God that us, even when we feel invisible, when it feels like nobody else understands, you see us, oh Lord God, and I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that you, oh Lord God, have demonstrated over and over that surely you are the God of gods, the King of kings, the hero of all heroes, Lord God, and I thank you. I give you glory and I give you praise. I thank you, Lord God, that you are always here, always there, always everywhere. Lord God, at any time that we need you, all we have to do is say, Jesus, and you are there, and you let us see and know that your presence is there. And even that when there are times when we can't see it and can't feel it, Lord, we know that you are there because you are working things out that we don't see and that we don't know. And we end up seeing the outcome of the things that you have worked through as we press through these things that we go through in our lives. And we thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us without condition, without borders, without boundaries, without limits. Oh, my God, I give you glory today. I thank you, Lord God, asking, Lord, that you, Lord God, as I talk, as I preach, Lord God, as I exhort today, move right now in the midst of all of us. And help us, Lord, to come to know you better. Pull us closer, Lord God, to you, Lord Jesus, closer to you, so that we'll know how, Lord God, to interact together among ourselves, so that we'll know who we are. Oh, God, we need to know you better in order to know ourselves. Oh, my God, how many times we have missed the mark in that alone. Oh, God, pull us closer, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, that we might see you better, that we might know who you are. Oh, Lord, that we have the knowledge of him who has saved us, him who has created us, him who has loved us from the very beginning. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless us, Lord, today. Heal us, Lord, today. Deliver us, Lord, today. And we will forever give your name the praise, Lord God, because you are worthy, 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 worthy to be praised and to be honored. And we honor you, oh God, today in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, 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 amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord because he is God and there is no other. There's no other name that men must be saved but the name of Jesus. There's no other way to the Father except through Jesus. We can't sneak in through any other way. We can't use any other name and feel like we'll get the same result, because we will not. He laid out a plan for us and given us instructions, and he has shown us the way himself. Now it's time for us to follow, for us to believe him, to take him at his word, and to move forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I give him glory and honor, because he is indeed the greatest hero of all time. He came through 42 generations. Amen. From Genesis, it was spoken, hallelujah, that he would come forth. Amen. And he did just that. Amen. And he laid down his life, him who had no sin, for all of the sin that we have committed. He had all of that thrust upon him. Amen. And he took upon himself our punishment. Amen. He is the greatest hero of all time. Glory to God. I give him glory and I give him honor today, because he is God. Because he is God in my life. Because he has been my hero and is my hero. He's bringing me through things right now that would curl your hair. I praise God. Amen, that he is moving and ever moving in my life, and that he loves me so much, amen, that he leads me through treacherous terrain, amen, to the other side where it is peace, amen, and where that I can relax, and I praise God for it. Amen. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord, because he is great and the greatest hero of all time. There are so many people in our lives that we look up to that have influenced our lives positively, but there are also those who we hold in high esteem, those who have loved us, nourished us, led us, protected us. These are the heroes in our lives. I recognize that we don't often think of God in the terms of being our hero, that using that particular word is might be a little strange to some. But let's look at that word a little bit more closely. Glory to God. Let me put some glasses on. Give me just a second. I'm sorry. Amen. And I'm looking at a dictionary definition that I actually got offline. And it says a hero is defined as one who gives of themselves for greater good of others, one who is admired for their great acts, being courageous and having noble qualities, a champion, a conqueror, a victor. Amen. And we know that God is all of that and so much more. We cannot limit him to just these things, because he is so much greater than all of this. And that's why I say that he is the greatest hero of all time. He cannot be compared to any other, cannot be compared to those that we look up to and those who have influenced our lives positively. Amen. We can look to them and see that God has influenced them so that they're able to influence us, but he is the greatest hero of all time and an example, amen, to all of us how we ought to interact with one another. I give him glory. From the very beginning, God knew what man would do, and he still loved us enough to create us and provide for us anyway. In Genesis, he let us get a glimpse of his plan to defeat the enemy who ripped us out of our place through his evil seduction. Through the seed of woman, he would overthrow Satan, fatally wounding his existence and disposing of his assignment forever. We see more glimpses of the plan of God to bring forth our conqueror, glory to God, throughout the Old Testament, allowing us to see the place of his birth and how he was to be born of a virgin, and even allowing us to see that God himself being our hero. Amen. In Isaiah 9 and 6. Glory to God. I hope you are writing these down or pulling them up quickly. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Amen. He allowed us to see, amen, that seed of the woman being born as a being born, amen, and becoming a child. That child is born, that Son, the Son of God is given, and the government was going to come against them. excuse me, I've been nursing a bit of a congestion, but glory to God anyhow. Amen. He allowed us to get a glimpse of all those things, all those prophecies coming forth in the Old Testament. Glory to God. We were able to see, amen, that God himself, amen, was coming because there was no other sacrifice, amen, that could take sin away from us except for him. Amen. Let's look at the New Testament that enlightens us in John chapter 1, and I'm going to read through the 14th verse in this one. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Glory to God. God himself came, amen, to be our hero and to redeem us, amen, and to bring us back into our rightful place, because the Lord always intended that we be in right fellowship, in right relationship with him. We were always intended to commune positively and interact positively with God, with our Creator. Glory to God. Our lives are not hit or miss, as some believe. Jesus has a plan for your life, a well thought out, well orchestrated plan to bless your days and fill them with hope. And he does just that, even when we go left, when he has instructed us to go right. We reap the consequences of going left, but the Lord is faithful, and he loves us anyhow. The Word of God is filled with examples of how the Lord loved his people so much that he guided them into blessing, but they chose the curse instead, hoping against hope that it wouldn't be, but walking headlong into captivity instead of the freedom God always offers. And what did he do? He rescued them. He rescues us, just like the hero that he is. Out of the hand of the enemy, he plucked them out time and time again, and he reestablished them and replanted them and refocused them on the plan that he had for their lives, to bless, to bless, to bless, and not to curse. Glory to God. He never changes. Glory to God. He's still fighting battles for us. Glory to God. His plan is to bless us and not to curse us. But we have to remember that if we choose the curse, it's the curse we'll receive. If we choose the blessing, it's the blessing we will receive. Glory to God. He is still rescuing us, even out of those badges, when we choose to go left instead of right, when we choose to go back instead of forward, when we choose to go down instead of up. He still rescues us because he is the greatest hero of all time. Glory to God, he is the greatest hero of all time. Our lives are filled with
swift transitions, things we thought that we could trust are failing. People who have always been there are gone, or they're dealing with so much themselves that they are too overwhelmed to be there for us. But we have a God who created us, who knows us best and loves us most. He can never fail, and he is always true. He is always faithful. He is always there. His word is always right on time. And he is the greatest hero of all time. Scripture tells us in James 4 to draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Get close, pull in, pray, and don't stop. One portion of Scripture tells us to pray without ceasing. Glory to God, and he will move on your behalf. Get close, and he will too. Amen. Draw nigh to God. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Scripture tells us that the promises of the Lord are yes and amen. Yes, and so be it. He wants to bless us. He is our hero. Believe the word. And then James further says to cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Jesus is my hero, and he is yours. Believe him today. Receive him today in the mighty name of Jesus, and he will uplift you. He will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. That was Jeremiah that spoke that word. He said to call upon the Lord, and he will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not of, and deliver you from things you thought that there was no answer for. God has the answer, because he is the greatest hero of all times. Amen. Call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. He will answer. His name is Jesus. Amen. And he is here, glory to God, to cleanse you of all your sins, of all your faults, of everything that you thought that caused you to be damaged. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus can wipe out all, even those things that you perceive to be damaged, and make you new again. Because anyone that is in Christ, all have become new creatures, new again. Amen. He is able to make all things new. All things, not all things new. Because he is the greatest hero of all time. Amen. That is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the one, amen, who loves us most, amen, who knows us best. And I give glory and honor to him today, because he's here right now for you. He's here for you, and your name is on this message, and he's here for you because he is your hero, whether you realized it or not. And he's here to deliver you out of whatever your circumstance is, and most of all, to deliver your soul out of sin and to prepare you to transition into one level and from one level to the next, amen, until we ultimately transition into eternity. Jesus is here, and he doesn't want any of us to miss this great gift that he has given us, amen, the greatest hero of all time, who took our shame, who took our guilt, who took all of our sin upon himself, though he had sinned not at all. He had never sinned, and he's not capable of sin, but he allowed all of our sin to be thrust upon him, and he died for us. And he came back, amen, to hell in the grave, and then death being the last foe that he will ultimately, amen, destroy. Amen. And the enemy who has come against us all of our lives will be destroyed also for all time, because he loved us so much, and because he is the greatest hero of all time. Scripture tells us in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hey, because he is the greatest hero of all time. He made room for us to come back into our intended place, that place next to him, that place, amen, of favor with him, that place where we were always intended to be in right relationship with the Lord. He's bringing us back. He's bringing us back. Glory to God. He's rescued us again. He does it over and over again throughout our lives. Amen. Even after we've been rescued from our sins, we find ourselves straying to the left, and the Lord will bring us back to the right. He will align us and realign us and position us and reposition us because he loves us and because he is our hero, the greatest hero of all time. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. Let Jesus be your hero today. He is already, but acknowledge it and let him do in you, amen, what he has always wanted to do. He wants to bring you into the excellence and the greatness that is in you, that you will bless you. Amen.